can see why you come here. I mean, you got bush, ocean, blue sky.
You're out of it.
Are you sure you don't want to talk?
No way. I did get stoned once before work. It was supposed to chill me out.
Did it?
No, exactly the opposite. I was waitressing and I became completely paranoid. And then I couldn't remember anything. Very helpful when taking orders. I didn't know who had the spinach salad or who had the fish of the day. I felt like everyone was watching me stuff up. Never again, I learnt my lesson.
You have got a pass. I mean, well, you look so innocent.
Oh, don't give me that. In fact, you should think twice about being a friend of mine.
Why's that?
Drugs have a bad effect on me, and I have a bad effect on friends.
So, what's in Kawakawa?
Ah, you're in for a treat. It's slightly more impressive than Claiborne.
No, how's that?
Well, the library is open 5 mornings a week as opposed to just 1. And they've got microfilm.
Man, it's so backwards here. I mean, look at the cars on the road. What make is that?
That's a Morris Minor. You see them everywhere here.
It's like a traveling car museum.
Yes, you know, I'm starting to get used to it.
Just tell me one thing. Is there a police station in Kawakawa?
Oh, yeah.
Where they have the details on Hill and Schrader's death?
Oh, for sure. You'll want to talk to Constable Bigby. He handled the investigation.
Good. Call Kessler's and drop in there. I'll kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, the autopsy said she died of natural causes.
No, it must have said more than that.
Well, yeah, it said the cause of death was an aneurysm.
So it's not necessarily natural causes, then?
Explain that.
A murder can be made to look like a death by natural causes.
Okay, so how would you do that with an aneurysm?
Oh, easy. You inject an air bubble in the victim's bloodstream.
So what, you just need a syringe?
And it would help if the victim was unconscious.
Oh, man. I wish I'd known this before.
Oh, afternoon, Edith. Good to see you up and about.
I'm feeling much better, thanks, Philip.
Glad to hear it.
What can I get you?
Packet of cigarettes.
I didn't know you smoked. What brand?
Doesn't matter. I just feel like having one.
I see. Oh, try these. They're mild.
Yeah, thanks.
What's the matter, dear?
My father.
Surprise, surprise. What's he done now?
Oh, we've never got on. I don't know what it is. It's like there's something between us.
Well, it's not unusual for boys to resent their fathers, but you should be over it by now.
Yeah, well, things changed after Mum died.
Yeah, then it was very tragic, the way she died.
You know, I don't remember very much about it, but I was home that night.
Were you awake? What do you remember?
Oh, the usual. Dad was shouting, Mum was trying to calm him down. I fell back asleep and suddenly I heard this scream. I thought it was a dream.
Poor little thing.
Well, I woke up the next morning. Dad was crying and Mum wasn't there. Dad said there'd been an accident. Mum had lost her balance and fallen off the balcony.
Yeah, well, that's what we were told. That's what it said in the papers.
Yeah, it just doesn't add up. How did a perfectly healthy, grown woman lose her balance and fall over the railing?
I've often wondered that myself.
You know something, don't you? Edith, tell me, what is it?
Oh, I don't know if I should. It was so long ago.
Edith, just bloody tell me.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.